I am a hooch building motherfucker.
Damn right.
I have done this hundreds of times. All right, they tell you how to choose the site, flat, dry, not next to a body of water, not underneath a cliff or anything that's going to fall in, on you and fuck you up.
Allegedly.
Speaking of which, JRTC. All right. I'm in civil affairs. I get sent to JRTC for the second time. Absolutely hated that mission. That place can suck my dick.
How would you like to suck my balls?
What did you say?
I'm sorry. Actually, what I said was...
How would you like to suck my balls, Mr. Casey?
We get attached. I don't remember the designation for the unit. It was some active duty cavalry unit. Okay. And, you know, I'm with my civil affairs team. We're setting up our hooch.
Excellent.
Because we didn't have, like, the high-speed tents and shit that the infantry guys had. And they had this first sergeant who was just a fucking dick.
Hey, you guys!
Just a bully. And he led his troops by fear, which is not a good leadership style.
You're goddamn right.
We didn't have the same tents that they all had, which were those high-speed ones where you pop them up and it's room for one soldier alone, and he had them all lined up, and I'm sitting there, and we're setting up our hooch, and I'm looking, and there's this fucking tree, and there's like half of it is gouged out, and it's leaning at this fucking angle.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
And I'm like, that's going to fucking fall on these like six or seven fucking tents. It's going to kill somebody.
Game over, man. It's game over.
So I go tell the first sergeant, I'm like, hey, you know, first sergeant, you might want to reevaluate this tent positioning because that tree is not looking very good. And if we get a storm or something, it could fall and kill somebody. And this motherfucker's like, you don't know what you're fucking talking about. Yeah, we're dress right, dress here. I don't know how you guys do it over. And I'm like, oh, here we go.
Oh, girls, you're both pretty.
Here we go. And after that, this dude, like, I don't know what his problem was. He was just a raging fucking asshole.
Exactly.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. And I told the first sergeant, I'm like, listen, if somebody gets fucking smoked or seriously injured here, your name's going on the IG complaint. Your career's over with.
I got better things to do tonight than die.
And he was all butthurt by that statement, but I'm just telling him the truth because that's exactly what I would fucking do. So I go back to my two vehicles. We had two Humvees. We're off to the side. We're not missing with them. We have our hooch set up. And I'm standing there, and we build this little fire, and we're making some cocoa, MRE fucking cocoa, which I love.
But wait! There's more!
This first sergeant walks up, and he starts pulling out the steaks, and fucking, I'm like, what are you doing, first sergeant? He's like, this is fucking all fucked up, man. You guys need to set up your tents. I'm like, we don't have any tents. Well, then you're out of luck. You sleep in the vehicle. And I'm like, first sergeant, where's your commander? Because you are out of bounds here.
The more you fuck around, the more you're going to find out.
And I start walking up, walking to the commander's area, and he's walking behind me, bitching the whole time. And I get up there, and I tell the commander, I'm like, look, I'm attached to you guys. My civil affairs team is attached to you guys. We don't have your high-speed fucking tents. I'm not doing your dress right dress. And you got, you know, half a dozen soldiers sleeping under a tree that'll kill a couple of them if it should fall.
Always the man's fault.
And the commander's like, well, if you don't have the equipment, you just go off to the side. And go, that's where we were, and he's digging in our shit. Could you keep him out of my lane, please? He's like, okay.
Oh, as if.
So I go back to my area, and I could tell old first sergeant's all butthurt because I'm getting the side eye out of him. Now, granted, at this time, I had taken an administrative reduction to the rank of E7, so I did not match him in rank. I was technically junior to him, which is fine.
Golf clap.
Except I was sporting a Tower of Power, and in the circles in the Army, you can be an E6 with a Tower of Power and or an E7 with a tower of power, and people just don't fuck with you. They shouldn't, because you bring a whole other spectrum of talents and abilities to the equation.
And I was never here.
All right, so that night, my commander shows up. Now, it's dark now. So these people are we're getting by on minimal light. They got the red lights on. They're trying to be all tactical. And I get the call on the radio and my commander's showing up. I'm like, okay. So I go out to meet him. And this first sergeant is just being a fucking asshole. And he actually, like, you know, tells my commander that, you know, if he turns on a white light, he's going to jab slap him or some shit like that.
Stop it!
I'm like, all right, this is just a bridge too far. And I get right in this first sergeant's face. And I go, you say one more fucking thing like that, and you're going to be fucking spitting teeth, you piece of fucking shit.
Are you threatening me?
And I had the fucking knife hand in his face. I'm like, get the fuck away from us. So he fucking sleeks off like the piece of shit that he is. And then about an hour and a half later, I have the sergeant major come down to fucking speak to me about threatening his first sergeant. And I literally told the sergeant major, I'm like, sergeant major, I didn't threaten your first sergeant. I promised him an ass kicking if he threatened my commander again.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Plain and simple. And the sergeant major's like, what? I go, yeah, your first sergeant rules his troops by fear. I don't fear anything but God. Fuck that guy. And if you got a problem with that, I'll go stand before the colonel, man. Well, you know, it is what it is.
As you wish.
And, you know, that was the end of the whole pissing contest with that son of a bitch. But anyway, you know, I had set up all kinds of hooches, you know, winter survival in Alaska. I did the, basically the snow cave technique, which I thought was stupid. But once you have the snow cave built and you have a candle lit in there and you have your rucksack in front of the door to keep the heat in there, it's actually quite enjoyable.
What?
I mean, when you're walking around and it's 20 below zero and all of a sudden you're in a small contained area, which is about 55 degrees, it's not bad.
He's right.
I built, I lived in the field probably for one third of the Q course. Us in Special Forces, we're in the field probably for on and off for about 2 to 2.5 months. Of the 7 month kind of phase I was in.
But why?
And I built all kinds of hooches. You know, I built hooches in South America. I slept in hammocks with bug nets, slept on the ground, which is not advisable. I only made that mistake once.
It's a damn lie.
I had to dig shallow fighting positions in Yakima Firing Center to keep from freezing to death from the 40 mile an hour winds. So I kind of know what I'm doing here.
This is the way.